Animals seem to play with abandon, without routines pressing in on them. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, there's much we could learn from them.
Animals and birds play. Few of us do. We're too busy. I watch buffleheads on our creek. We call them dipper ducks. They paddle around in small armadas. They're cute, but it's when they dive that they're spellbinding. They'd arch their necks backward and then, one after the other, as if performing somersaults, flip over, diving underwater and disappearing. When they surfaced, I was never sure just who was who. The one I'd watched submerging might surface anywhere. She may have been feeding, but she was also playing. Buffleheads are multitaskers. I'm guessing they play, of course. I'm inclined to believe that any creatures that could, just by conducting their affairs, delight me so, must have a playful streak and be filled with fun. The gray squirrels in our yard play a lot, although they're more temperamental than the dipper ducks. One morning I sat on my porch. I was working at the computer. Only inches away, a squirrel bounced past me where I sat. At first, I didn't see him. When I did, the squirrel alarmed me, and I bolted, nearly dumping the computer on the deck and hitting the squirrel with it. He, also startled, flew for the nearest tree, ascended it halfway. He turned upside down, stuck his chin out toward me defiantly, while he fussed and scolded as though he felt his space had been violated and that I was the one who had no business here. When it's playtime for squirrels, however, they're up to the game. The other day, two squirrels chased each other at breakneck speed. They scampered up and down a tree and out onto the end of the branches. They repeatedly encircled the trunk with the velocity of tornado winds. They weren't enemies, but doing what kids do when in high spirits, run with abandon, careless and carefree. I spoke with a friend, Martha, recently. She's over 90 and a professional artist. Parents have often asked her to teach children how to paint. As the children painted, she noticed how the parents began to anxiously correct their work, making the children get the colors just right, no purple hair, or get them to observe proportion, no stick legs or cucumber noses. It's a killer, Martha told me. It destroys the joy of art for them. The child wants to paint first from the inside out, while Mom and Dad want the child to paint from the outside in, as if inspired art was an applied formula. Art is like playing. You surrender to an energy that's arising in you. At first, the energy is not defined. It's erratic, whimsical, never tidy. You just dive or run with it. Creative energy lives deep in the heart. The heart doesn't do well when instructed to respond according to schedule. The heart needs time and free space to find expression, the kind of space that awareness offers us to see more clearly into our surroundings, the way buffleheads do when they submerge, or as squirrels can when they frolic on treetops. And, by the way, real playing has no winners or losers. It's all for the joy of it. George Merrill, On the Shore.